This is Degaris, Masculist MGTOW Flyers. That is 2-3-page essays on the themes of masculism and MGTOW, written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Degaris. This is flyer number 715, part 2, entitled Masculist Alumni Don't Donate to Their Anti-Masculist Colleges. Carrying straight on. Masculists want their gender laws changed, starting with the fipping of women, the creation of a fip society, in which young girls are socialized and educated to be fips so that they don't manslave and divorce rape men. Masculists want the divorce courts to be thoroughly reformed, basing them on the principle of financial independence of both divorcing parties, assuming that women are fips. Masculists push for the establishment of the MCT for women, that's mother career timeline, so that mothers can stay at home during the 6 years they are raising their two kids to fulfill their civic duty to raise the next generation. During those 6 years, she gets an annual maternity wage from the government, equal to her prior annual earnings as a FIP. She then returns to her career so as not to be a fluffy off her husband, and thus not manslave him and divorce raping him. Masculists want the creation of GECs, GECs, gender equality committees, in the parliaments that consist half of female feminist politicians and half of male masculist politicians, so that the gender issues of both sexes are dealt with equally. The masculist half of these GECs will legislate the PARA, that's paternity rejection right, that will give a man the same right that women already have to reject an unwanted pregnancy that could ruin his life, manslaving him for 2 decades to pay for a kid he never wanted in the first place. The masculist half of these GECs will also legislate the OPTAB, obligatory paternity testing at birth, for all births, to block women's awful gender crime against men of paternity fraud, where she tells her man the kid growing in her is his when she knows it's not. End quote. That's the end of the speech. Once the Harvard student has finished the above speech, which took only a few minutes, the Harvard president, who in reality is Alan Barber, Google it, being an IQ genius himself, will readily understand the force of the student's masculist arguments and will stare at the student thinking, quote, "Oh my God, there's a lot of truth in what he's saying. A whole gender political ideology, but for men, the male equivalent of women's feminist ideology, about which whole libraries have already been written." End quote. So he asks the student, quote, "So what do masculists on campus want the Harvard administration to do about these masculist ideas?" End quote. The student replies, quote, "Make the campus bi-conscious by teaching masculist ideas to the students so that both sexes learn that gender oppression is a two-way street, so that monoconscious feminists learn that if they continue with their monoconscious feminist bigotry, they will lose their bi-conscious masculist boyfriends who will dump them in disgust. Make gender studies courses at Harvard bi-conscious, teaching how each gender oppresses the other, so that young women who take monoconscious feminist-based gender studies do not learn to hate men for the ways that men oppress women, by having that misandrous awareness cancelled by developing a corresponding but oppositely directed hatred of women for the ways that women oppress men, especially with women's manslavery, divorce rape, and forced fathering. Harvard should then advertise its new bi-conscious gender political orientation to the planet, setting a bi-conscious precedent to other universities around the world so that bi-consciousness spreads, and particularly so that future male alumni, in brackets, who have more money to donate than female alumni, close brackets, get the impression that Harvard is no longer seen by them as a monoconscious, hypocritical shithole, so that these alumni start thinking to themselves, in quotes, Harvard is really turning masculist and working against its old anti-masculism. So maybe I, as a masculist, might rethink my negative attitude towards Harvard's old anti-masculist hypocrisy and bigotry and consider the idea that donating to them might be acceptable again. End quote. Dash, dash. All the above flashed across my brain in an epiphany while sitting in the train travelling to my partner's house. Wow, I thought. That is indeed a powerful new masculine idea that will have a profound impact over time. As masculine ideas continue to spread across the planet due to the influence of the manosphere, in brackets, that's men on the internet talking about men's issues, millions of potential alumni donors will start asking themselves, quote, as a masculist, do I want to donate money to my former college when it is so hypocritically, monoconsciously feminist and hence anti-masculist? Question mark. End quote. When millions of men think this way, the colleges will feel the heat, the loss of income, and that will strongly turn their heads, motivating them to learn masculist ideas before they go bankrupt. As a result, the colleges will become bi-conscious. Their students will become bi-conscious, and probably earlier and faster than their institution's leaders. Millions of monoconscious feminist students will be dumped, ignored, vilified, who will then see their ex-male feminist, now bi-conscious masculist, boyfriends, taking up new relationships with bi-conscious feminists, who are a lot nicer for men to be with, since their bi-consciousness does not allow them to remain monoconscious feminazi bigots, that's MFBs, so are more likely to be the kind of woman that masculists want to have relationships with, that is, SNURFs, that's S-N-U-R-F-S, that's slim, nutritive, FIPS. Summarising, the main idea of this flyer is that masculist alumni will have a powerful effect in spreading masculist thinking and attitudes to society by forcing colleges to become bi-conscious. Otherwise, these colleges will be faced with bankruptcy and be spat at by the male population for being hypocrites as masculism spreads as it is currently doing. Monoconscious feminism is now seen to be a cancer, since it has made young women so unattractive to young men that now in the US, two-thirds of young men don't even date young women, thus wiping out whole populations due to the crash in the birth rate.